I'm walking my dog. It's an evening, it's cold, it's dry, it's and I'm out abroad. But I'm addressing in my mind a really very important question in the modern world. And it's been posed by McColgan on Audioboo. And he's really asked, what about blogging, in essence? He's asked for help in thinking through the issue about setting up a blog and how he would do it. And he's put this across in a very endearing audioboo, I have to say. One that would have, will have, I predict, lots of people falling over themselves in order to help him. So I'm going to be very unhelpful. Yep, I'm deliberately setting out to be unhelpful in the first place, or appear to be unhelpful. I'm going to address him as Mac. So those of you who want to listen in on this, I'm actually addressing an issue, though, which is very relevant to anybody who's thinking of taking up blogging. And in the background, I remember in the summer of 2005 what it felt like to stumble across by accident the word blog. I was so clueless about it, I hadn't an iota what it meant. I came across it in a chap called Dave Gertine's Knowledge Management newsletter. Big shout out to you in case, Dave Gertine, this ever reaches you, because you kind of changed my life by publishing that word. So I thought, what the hell is a blog anyway? So I then, I remember vividly having to, setting out to find somebody in my acquaintance to find out, what is this thing, a blog, and how on earth do you do it? And, you know, has anybody, I knew nobody who'd had a blog. So McColgan is light years ahead, more advanced than I was. He's already on social media, active on Audioboo, has used Twitter, and he may well be on other things that I forget. But the point is, at the very beginning, I was intrigued by what this blog thing was, and I had nobody to help me. I had no idea how to get help from anybody, and it really was hard. So the good news, Mac, is that it's got easier by the day. It really has. Every single day, the software is getting better and better, so it's getting easier for somebody who isn't a techie to be able to do things without even understanding how they happen. So if that is helpful overall encouragement, of course it doesn't get you anywhere for me to say, it's getting easier. And I did promise you I was going to make it harder by being unhelpful. I've got a little dog here who's actually being very reluctant to move forward. So, right, forgive that little interlude. Back to the issue. Now, I'm going to be most unhelpful by posing the question, why on earth would you want to have a blog in any case? Why aren't you happy enough with your life as it is at the moment? And why would you want to burden yourself with adopting a new habit? Yeah. Why would you want to go down the road of blogging? And my advice to you is, don't do anything until you're clear about the answer to that. Don't do anything until you're as clear as you could possibly be about why you want to have a blog. For me, it was pretty easy, actually, how to answer that question in 2005. I was leaving Bath, in the process of leaving Bath in the UK, moving back to Ireland, having been away for 30-odd years. There was something fairly epic about the step I was going to trace back to the country of where I was born, and I was bringing with me an infant, a mice, a tiny little thing that was no more than about, I don't know, two feet tall, or 2 feet long, or 1 foot long, and I felt a huge level of responsibility, and a certain type of excitement. But I decided that I was, you know, I wanted to blog my way through it. I needed a place to put my thoughts, my feelings, my experiences, so that my daughter could understand why I had been foolish enough to bring her back to Ireland, or wise enough to bring her back to Ireland. So I had a very specific family project, and that's why I called my first blog From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. It was a I got it free. I got it. Anyway, I won't go into the difficulties I had, just to say they were immense, because I hadn't a clue. I found one person, a guy I've only ever met once in my life since. I found one person who helped me, and it took a while to do that, and it was a slow and torturous process. So I learned everything by, I mean, I think it was about a year and a half before I learned how to put a photograph up. I was a pure text guy in those days. It never crossed my mind how you could embed audio or anything like that. And my advice to you, Mac, is forget about the technology side of it altogether. The technology side completely. It's a doddle. The world is full of people who help you with the technology side. And once people know how to do the technology, it's as simple as brain surgery. There is absolutely nothing to it. Once you've cut open a few brains, they become easier and easier to cut. Right? I speak with all the experience of years of not having done brain surgery, but having done stuff like brain surgery, and found out that it's awfully easy to do. So basically, you know, the technology side is a doddle. The part that is very challenging is purpose. Clarity of purpose. There are two qualities that all artists need above everything else. Talent we take for granted, right? But purpose and stamina are the two critical things. So I ask you, you know, Mac, okay, let me just jump sideways and say, there's always a possibility that you want to set up a blog in order to just try out all the latest technologies, and that's perfectly good fun. And that the content and the purpose of the blog is basically to just have a number of experiences with modern technology, and why not? It's perfectly amenable for that purpose. So, but if you have a more serious purpose or you have a different purpose, you have a purpose like, for example, that you want to you want to do something that means a lot to you. You want to build on a knowledge that you have, or you want to focus in a particular area, and you want to have a really good shot at producing, being a publisher basically, being publishing content, adding value to the world. If you want to add value to the world, the world could be one single individual, as in my case it was, because I really didn't expect anybody to read anything that I wrote, except her. I did actually know that, you know, my tiny daughter would, at the age of 16 or 26 or 46, would be a very weird kid, and she certainly wouldn't be a child of mine if she wasn't curious to know what her father had been thinking when he brought her back to Ireland. So I did have a definite guaranteed audience and focus and everything else, and and that made it simple, and it's made it simple to sustain it as well. I mean, I've had interruptions, but I've never ever never changed from that original focus, which was to, you know, literally hand on to the future something of how it was made. So I hope I'm being unhelpful enough now by being challenging you to be clear. Don't have three or four purposes which you can flit from. One day the purpose of your blog is X, another day the purpose is Y. That is a path to complicating the mind. So I think there's a great thing to have a discipline. I mean, if you want to explore the three different topics on your blog, it would actually be helpful if you could find a way of connecting them. Now, there is one very interesting issue I'll flag up at this stage as well, which is that blogs can be autobiographical. In fact, they will be autobiographical, whether you like it or not, in the sense that everything you put up and everything you write, everything you speak, every image you hoik in, and Every connection you make will be a reflection of your personality and of the kind of person you are, and it'll reveal your values, it'll reveal your buttons, the whole lot. It'll all be there. You'll be actually providing samples of your DNA in your blog. So you can't avoid that. But you can actually make the blog very, very publicly autobiographical, in the form of it can be a very personal and captivatingly personal experience to come onto McColgan's blog and join in, if you like. So that's one way. The other way is you can keep things at arm's length, and you can actually, you know, be topic driven and be more obscure about where you fit into the picture yourself. Now I'm deliberately not referring to, you know, whether you want to make any money or not out of it, because I'm not much good on that kind of stuff. I have such a radical opinion that I wouldn't be worth listening to. I actually have about zero amount of interest in money, and I'm obsessive about legacy and what stuff you're leaving behind you after you've passed on. So to me, it's no good me even offering you any thoughts on how you could make money out of your blog. But if you do actually want to know how to make money, I refer you to Gary Vaynerchuk. Get Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk, and absorb that. And to be honest, that'll keep you going in terms of making money out of your blog. But Vaynerchuk says one thing, which is, I think, very true. And it relates to another one of Mac's questions. One of Mac's questions was, you know, how often do you have to publish, you know? What would be the minimum number of times you'd have to publish? And we have all had that question. And it's such a good one. And, you know, the answer is so obvious, it's a good question. And the answer to all good questions are obvious. And if the answer isn't obvious, it wasn't really a good question. That's my way of thinking this evening as I walk the dog. And that's my truth right now. And the point about this is that the answer is, look, it's what you want to do. If you are, you know, the thing takes on a life of its own. You know, you'll have ups and downs and ins and outs, and so that the frequency with which you can, with which you'll blog will vary inevitably, no matter what resolution you set out to do. You know, I've experimented with all the things about setting a publishing schedule, having written blog policies, all the kind of paraphernalia one might have. And they're fun to do. It's great fun to have publishing schedules and publish reliably. But the answer is, you see, that while you're blogging, and you may actually come to love blogging and then discover that your publishing schedule, which was to publish one blog post every 2 days, is blown out of the water, because, in fact, on a Tuesday you publish 6 blog posts. And 3 of them are audio blogs, and 2 of them are photographs and whatever. Oh, please, Mac, don't make the mistake I made, which was to think that blogging was writing. I did something really silly, and you know, and it was amusingly silly, in the sense that I started off thinking, well, at this point the iPhone battery went and I was cut off. I went on, I think, for another 3 or 4 minutes, and it amused the dog, and but I just have to thank Mac for putting the question up. I learned from Chris Brogan, again, I learned the lesson recently, that the best blog posts are ones that don't have all the answer, or don't even purport to have the answer, but they basically open up lines of inquiry, and they half answer the question, if you like, but they leave space for the listener, the viewer, the experiencer to give themselves the authority to become an author in their own right, in their own responses. So it's probably a very good thing that I was cut off from adding you know, the 95 other thoughts I have on the question of blogging, because you know, it's better for people to come in with their own thoughts. And but Mac, I just want to thank you. It's been terrific to walk with you in mind, and I bid you a very good night.